Christian Audio presents The Bullying Breakthrough, Real Help for Parents and Teachers of the Bullied, Bystanders, and Bullies by Jonathan McKee. Narrated by Tom Parks. Introduction. Bullied, Bully, Bystander. It's 6:37 a.m., and I haven't slept for hours. This has been an emotional project for me, probably the toughest I've ever tackled. Not because the research has been any more burdensome or the topic more daunting, but because never have I heard so much anguish and hurt. This morning, I'm sorting through hundreds of surveys and stories from the personal interviews I've conducted over the last few months, a bizarre collection of voices. Therapists and counselors working with hurting young people. Moms and dads who desperately want to help but are learning through trial and error. Youth workers who are hanging out with teens on the front lines. Teens and tweens who feel like no one understands. Jocks, nerds, mean girls, band kids, special needs kids. Rich, poor, overweight, anemic, gorgeous, awkward, the whole gamut. All these assorted people have two common denominators: a mobile device they admittedly spend too much time on, and a story about the hurt they've seen or experienced when someone is repeatedly cruel to another. You'll be hearing much more from me on each of those two factors. Welcome to the world of 21st century bullying. As the stories poured in, I began hearing familiar testimonies, almost as if there is a secret manual somewhere on how to belittle others. He knocked my binder out of my hands every chance he had. They told me I might as well go kill myself. She posted pictures of me with the caption, "Whore." There are carbon copy experiences on almost every campus across America. The Bullied. These stories are closer to home than you might think. It's one thing researching these stories from a safe distance, reading articles and studies about young people who were tormented daily, some who committed suicide or lashed out in violence. But I found it even more haunting to sit across the table from individuals who can hardly verbalize their own story without becoming emotional as they reveal how they were targeted by their classmates. These kids are at the school just down the street from you. Like the boy who had several other boys chase him down and actually try to cut off his hair. A teen girl whose classmates posted exactly how worthless she was on social media and how everyone at school hated her. Or the overweight 20-something college student who struggled to tell me about the guys in the locker room who aggressively grabbed at his man boobs, making cruel jokes I dare not even put into print. As one young man finished verbalizing a painful incident he'd experienced, he finally declared, "That stuff messes you up forever." I'm paraphrasing. After another young woman shared about the people who used to torment her, she admitted, "There are people I hate, and I haven't seen them in 15 years. I'm amazed how young the bullying begins. A sixth-grade girl recounted stories of when she was in fourth grade, and other girls began calling her fat. One of her classmates was ruthless, daily calling her fatty or asking, "Oh my God, how much do you weigh?" Certain insults resounded in this young girl's head, along with images she couldn't shake, like when a classmate leaned over to her and said, "When you sit down and I look at your legs, it's so disgusting." Insults like these tend to stick in a person's psyche. I heard countless individuals recite exact words that were said over 10 years ago. And now, after hearing so many young people's agonizing stories and witnessing their pain, I can't get their voices out of my head. Maybe it's because it brings back my own painful memories from childhood. My whole class laughing and whispering. My experiences with bullying occurred over 30 years ago.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?